All right, we have Megan is up next. So Megan is going to be presenting from Secunia. And their product is very interesting. I got a chance to see the Dallas user group just recently. And I don't want to take too much of her thunder away, but the one stat that I found extraordinarily interesting was, when I think of security breaches, I tend to think Microsoft, and not because I'm bashing on Microsoft, but just because that's what we do, right? You know, we think Microsoft when we think security breaches. And the numbers that she was talking about was 86% of vulnerabilities are actually not in the Microsoft stack. And that's a lot of where their solution comes in to augment and to pull this all together. So if you guys are using Configuration Manager, you're interested in security and the rest of it, you definitely want to stay around and check out this session, okay? So with that, let me go ahead and invite Megan up here and her colleague.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Great, thank you. So again, this is Secunia. I'm Megan McKeown. I'm going to be presenting on threat landscape and complete patch management. So as was pointed out, maybe you already think that you're doing complete patch management because you're taking care of all your Microsoft applications. I'm very sorry to tell you that, in fact, that's not the case. So we're going to get into why that is and give you a little bit of background as to why that's important. And you know, I bring that up because even if today this isn't a priority or maybe your organization's not discussing it, I can promise you it's coming up because now the compliances, the PCI, the Sarbanes-Oxley, and so forth are really starting to include vulnerability management in all of their best practices. And one way or another, that will come probably to your desk if you are managing System Center Configuration Manager. So better to be prepared. So we're just going to talk a little bit about vulnerabilities, why that's an issue, what they are, and how patch management helps with that, and then get into patching third-party applications in System Center ConfigMan. So, Secunia, just to give you some background here, the reason I bring this up is that Secunia actually is a IT security research house. That's how we started in 2002. We started compiling our entire vulnerability database at that time. So today, with the tool that integrates with System Center, we cover 20,000 unique applications, which is 2,500 unique vendors. By far the largest on the market, and that's simply just because we've been doing it for over 10 years. We're also a Microsoft partner, and we're found in all of the MTCs here in North America and are starting to expand internationally. The products, beyond the corporate solution, we have a free home tool that you can download on your PC now from our website. We have over 7 million users. It's called the Personal Software Inspector, PSI, and it actually scans and updates your third-party applications automatically. It's a pretty cool little tool, so you can check that out. And the last thing I just wanted to say is that we have a webinar series called We Speak Geek. So we're going to be having our next one on February 18th, and actually it's going to be a part two to Jason Sandy's presentation here today. You're all more than welcome to join that, and we have some information out there or on our website. And once more, just the commitment we have from Microsoft. The 86% stat, which I'll get to, is also really surprisingly liked by Microsoft. So last year at their Worldwide Partner Conference, Kevin Turner, their COO, used the yearly report that we publish that proved that vulnerabilities, 86%, are coming from non-Microsoft applications. So why are vulnerabilities important? Well, essentially what's going on is that vulnerabilities are the initial state. They're where these attacks are starting from. So if we don't solve these vulnerabilities, which are essentially just flaws in the software, you're exposing your network to a whole slew of issues. So Gartner had said that by 2015, 80% of successful attacks will be exploited through well-known vulnerabilities and be detectable via security monitoring. Great, they're going to be detectable via security monitoring. Now you have to put out fires. Better, sorry, the PowerPoint has a mind of its own today. Better that we actually take care of those vulnerabilities, right? So that we don't have to do reactive work. Vulnerabilities, again, are really what cyber criminals are using to access corporate networks. 60% of attacks in 2012 were performed by exploit kits. I'm going to come back to that. And 65% of threats in Q4 of 2012 were using vulnerabilities in infected machines. So if you were taking care of vulnerabilities, you were protecting your system against 65% of threats at the end of 2012. That's a lot. So complete patch management or vulnerability cleanup. When we talk about patch management, of course, what we're talking about is making sure that that software gets the update it needs, not to look pretty or to be better used. I mean, that's okay too, we'll take that. But really to clean up these vulnerabilities and make sure that we are making as safe an environment as we can. So when we talk about complete patch management, we're not just talking about the idea of making patches or deploying them, which is the end two elements here, which is basically what a lot of organizations are still talking about. We define complete patch management as having vulnerability intelligence and scanning capability so that you know what is vulnerable and is that in my environment? Do I really need to be concerned about this? So here's the stat. So if you're patching your Microsoft applications only today, you are taking care of about 8.5% of the vulnerabilities. If you're doing your OS, it's another 5.5. It leaves 86% of your network still exposed. And that's kind of makes sense when you think about it, because if hackers are thinking about ways to get into your system and they know that there's Patch Tuesday and that people have one point to update all the Microsoft applications, but everybody has Adobe Flash, why not we just walk through that door instead of the other? And that's what we've just been seeing raised dramatically over the last 5 years. The other challenge is that it's not simple either. So maybe now you're saying, okay, but I patch Adobe and Apple. I'm really glad to hear that. But in 2012 alone, there was 410 vendors that were vulnerable. That's 2,500 products. So there were still 408 vendors that you just needed to know if they were on your system. I bring that fact up to point out that this is not something that is really capable to do on a manual basis. There has to be some automation to this process to keep up with the security threats that your system has. The other kind of discouraging fact about that number is that 35% of vulnerabilities were not vulnerable the year before, the year after. That means I can't hand you a list of 410 vendors. You have to constantly have the intelligence and know, okay, today, what is a threat, and is it exist on my system? So, some fun stories from 2013. I think probably all of you remember at the beginning of last year, some really high-profile companies got hacked. Facebook, Apple, Twitter, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. Maybe you weren't aware that this was actually because of a Java vulnerability, which had a patch. So if there was that patch had been deployed, they would have at least closed that access. Not to say that maybe they would never have been, because it was, of course, a quite targeted attack, but it really would have made it much more difficult. Another story, in May last year, Adobe Cold Fusion allowed hackers to access files stored on the server. So if you have the Adobe Creative Suite, you were exposed to that. And in a sort of ironic twist, the National White Collar Crime Center, which goes after hackers, was hacked through that vulnerability. So you see, not everybody's drinking their own medicine here. So the exploit kits, which I mentioned before. Java 6 went end of life in April last year. That's normal, that happens all the time, okay. There was a new vulnerability that was detected in August of last year. Well, now the vendor doesn't make patch because it's end of life. So what happened was that got added to an exploit kit. And exploit kits are pretty much hacking for dummies. So it gives you an interface, a nice clean little way to hack hundreds of thousands of machines. The idea here is not to hack Apple or Facebook. It is to hack the masses. I mean, some of these exploit kits have telephone support lines. So if you're really in trouble, or I don't know what their refund policy is, but it's a business. You know, people are looking to make a business out of this. So it's not going to go away soon, unfortunately. So what's some of the costs? When we look at the average annualized cost in the United States, it's unfortunately the highest with $8.9 million. But if we take examples like, I don't know, Target, with 40 million credit cards that were exposed recently, we can all agree that that's more than $8.9 million, because it's not the cost of the technology to clean up, what you have to do afterwards, and so forth. It's also the brand that's really getting damaged in this process. So these numbers add up quickly. So what we're saying is intelligence is power. So, you know, you could spend your time patching 40 programs to reach 100% compliance, or you could patch 20 programs and reach that same level of compliance. And the difference would be if you knew which programs actually help you raise your security baselines and not which ones are just updates to improve functionality. So, you know, what we say is we want you to be this guy and not this guy. So the best practices are summarized as running scans. So scans that should inform you of vulnerabilities and which machines or products need to be patched. You know, a list of all the vulnerabilities in your system is not terribly helpful. You need to know which machines to actually remediate. Then how do I prioritize that? We don't expect that everybody can patch 410 vendors. That's okay, but if you're gonna patch five, make it the ones that improve your security baseline the most. You know, make it have meaning for you and your organization from a security standpoint. And then remediate, of course, you need a quick and easy way to remediate. And then repeat. We have to do this, I mean, weekly, ideally, if you can, and reporting on that to keep track of the history and where you've raised your security baseline. So, System Center. You know, there's a way, of course, as I'm sure many of you know, to patch third-party applications. You can use System Center Updates Publisher, you know, which was a great idea from Microsoft. They said, we'll make a little area where all these third-party vendors can come in and add catalogs. And then when new updates come, you know, you can just go and get them. Well, there's only three catalogs in there now. So, you know, this is a far cry from the 400 plus that are vulnerable on a yearly basis. And there are options to buy extra catalogs to add those in. They're typically somewhere like 20 catalogs, so there's still a big gap, but that's not really what concerns me. What concerns me is that still doesn't tell you any of the intelligence. So that helps you make the patch, but how do you know what's vulnerable in your environment? How do you know if that update that they're telling you about in that catalog is because of a security issue? And how do you know what sort of threat your company has currently by running old versions or end-of-life versions? And that's really where the gap comes. That's where the intelligence gives you the power. So, Sukunya, how we sort of help with this is our vulnerability database is all this intelligence. So we provide a way to integrate that into System Center, ConfigMan, so that you can actually know immediately what's end-of-life or insecure. And then we do a Sukunya package creation process that replaces SCUP. And it gives you a four-click wizard to make some of these third-party applications. So let me see if I can do this from here. Okay, so this is our plugin into System Center ConfigMan, and you can see here that we have a list of the programs, or products, I should say, that came up only as insecure here, what we're showing. And now I have the criticality rating of those. So we can start sorting by criticality rating, start picking those that are extremely critical, highly critical, so on and so forth. But let's just take maybe Mozilla. So I'm going to right click. What happened already? And hit create update. And now we have this wizard that allows you to actually go through and create this update with four clicks, essentially, or you can customize it more. So it's really up to you and what works for your environment. What we've done now in our latest version, the CSI 7, is we've added a lot of one-click options that we know are important to our customers. So maybe you don't want the icon on the desktop. Yeah, let's remove that. You don't want the end user agreement coming up all the time? Agreed. Let's remove that. So whenever that's possible, we try to include that here. And then if I hit edit package content, it gives you a way to fully customize this. So now we have the script. This is in the JavaScript. And then we have VB in PowerShell. I thought I should point that out. And you can see here that this is being dynamically downloaded here from the Sukunya website. So we're rehosting those binaries because sometimes the vendor likes to play hide the binaries, and then you can't find that patch when you need it, maybe because it's been a little while and you have to go back some. So we rehost that so that you guys can easily find that. So I'm not going to change anything, but you would have the capability there to modify that script. And then at the end, what we have is the paths where this has been found. So I don't need to change anything here, but you would be able to actually even override this by doing always installable. So not just where the old versions are found, but actually just force out this new version on every machine, say if you wanted to just go into the next version. And then at the end, we just have a few more customizations, such as a reboot is required afterwards, but a language setting and so forth. And then at the end, we just publish it. And that goes actually to your system updates point, and it appears in your System Center, just like any other Microsoft update. So if I go to my software updates, and then software, and look for the Sukunya products, we're going to see those packages there. And then you deploy them like you would any other Microsoft update. So that is a little bit of how we hope we can help community at large kind of make sure that third-party packaging is actually part of the whole packaging process, and it's not just Microsoft. I just wanted to show my contact details, but that seems to not be working. You can go to our website and find out more information. You can download a free trial. You can stop by here if you're here in person. And we'd be happy to get you more information on this. So thank you very much.